Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Tuesday morning here on KSJE. It is time for our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment, and that means it's time to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber is joining us on the phone live this morning. Amber, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Thank you for joining us as always this week, and let's talk about some of the pets that are available at the shelter. You're still pretty full?
We are still pretty full. We've got lots of dogs and cats and puppies and kittens to choose from. It's just a small selection.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started and tell me a little bit about Rosie.
Rosie is a playful one-year-old. She's a mixed breed. If you're up for going for a walk in the park, which is where that picture was taken, one of our dog walker volunteers took that picture while she was out and about on her daily walk. She is the one you got to come meet because she's sweet, she's sassy, and she's just looking for a forever home.
Okay. All right. Very good. And loves walks, it looks like.
Yes, yeah, she loved her walk.
There you go. All right. That's Rosie. She is available this week at the shelter, and so is Diaz. Tell me about Diaz.
Yeah, if you're looking for the perfect dog, Diaz is it. He is playful with other dogs, great on walks, and just an all-around love bug. Loves to be around people, loves, you know, exploring. He's just over 3 years old, so he is, you know, going to be not a puppy chewer, but just the one that sticks by your side and wants to go everywhere with you. So you got to come meet him and hopefully have this pooch in your life for a very long time.
There you go. All right, very good. That's Diaz. He's available this week as well. And last but certainly not least is Madonna.
Yes, Madonna came in with kittens, and her kittens have all since been grown and adopted. So she's hoping that you will open your heart and come down and adopt her. She loves cuddles and being loved. You just got to come meet her. She's got unique markings on her face, and she's just an all-around awesome cat.
All right, very good. That is Madonna, and she is available as well at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. And before we go, Amber, we want to remind everyone, of course, it's 4th of July. I heard some fireworks going off in my neighborhood last night, and that can cause some situations for pet owners, right?
Absolutely. We want to remind everybody, yes, I mean, next Tuesday is the 4th of July, but people, as you said, are already setting off fireworks. So if you have a dog, please make sure that they go outside. Please make sure that they have a collar with the current tags, with current information. That way, if they do get brought into the shelter, we can get them home to you as quickly as possible. If on the 4th of July, it's always best to keep them inside. But I understand that not everybody can do that. But please make sure if they're microchipped, their information is up to date, and they've got tags. We sell tags here at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter for $5. You can get them at Petco, several other places in town. So please make sure your dog's information is up to date so we can get them back to you.
Really important. Okay, very
it
good.
It is very important.
Yeah.
That is our busiest intake day of the year because fireworks are scary for dogs. So we get a lot of them brought in by animal control. And if animal control picks the dog up and it has a number on it, they're going to call and try to get that animal home instead of bringing it here.
Right.
So please make sure that we can get them home to you faster.
Exactly. Just double check those tags this time of year. Always important. or get one if you don't have one. Very yeah. good. Well, Amber, thank you so much. We hope you have a very safe and happy 4th of July with you and your family, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
You as well. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She joins us every Tuesday at this time for our Adopt-A-Pet Tuesday segment. You could help us spread the word, you know, about the need to find homes for these animals. Just share the segment from the KSJE Facebook page or our YouTube channel, or tomorrow it'll be on all the podcast platforms and you can share it from there as well. But that is our part for the animal welfare of San Juan County to do this segment each and every Tuesday at this time. Have a great Tuesday, everyone. Hopefully you'll join me tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 o'clock right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.